From Spark and Anvil and PowerForge, this is Perch, in Chapter 1 of the PowerForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the top of the tallest cliff in PowerForge, an eagle tween named Perch stood very still and did absolutely nothing. She had climbed all morning. Her wings ached. The wind pushed cold against her bronze-tipped feathers, and far below, the valley looked like a crumpled map. She was not diving. She was not flapping. She was just standing at the edge, one talon curled over the stone, waiting. A younger bird flapped up beside her, panting. "You climbed all this way just to stand here?" "I'm not standing," Perch said. "I'm loaded." The younger bird looked at her sideways. "Watch." Perch tipped forward off the edge and fell. Wind screamed. The valley rushed up. Halfway down, she snapped her wings open and pulled out of the dive so fast the little bird felt the air punch past. Then she coasted, calm again, in a slow circle. "See," she called up, "all that climbing didn't go nowhere. It went into me. I just gave it back."
Perch had learned that the hard way when she was small. The first time she'd climbed to a high roost, she'd frozen. The ground was so far down that her stomach dropped just looking at it. Her chest went tight, her feet locked onto the rock, and she thought, "I've wasted all that climbing. Now I'm just stuck up here, scared, with nothing to show for it." Her grandmother had landed beside her, an old eagle with a slow, warm voice, and hadn't told her to be brave. She just said, "You feel heavy, don't you? Like all that effort is pressing down on you?" Perch had nodded, miserable. "That heaviness isn't nothing, little one. That's the climb. It's still in you. You didn't lose it by stopping. It's waiting." Her grandmother looked out over the drop. "The height is the energy. You carried it up here, one wing beat at a time. When you're ready, not before, you let it turn into a dive, and not one wing beat of it goes missing." Perch did not dive that day, but she stopped feeling like the climb was wasted. The scared, heavy, held feeling had a name now, stored. Somehow that made it possible to sit with.
She walked to PowerForge at 12 because a place that studied energy ought to understand the kind that just waits. Volt, the old mentor who ran the workshops, met her at the gate. He didn't ask her to prove she was strong. He asked one question. "What is potential energy?" Perch didn't answer with words. She picked up a smooth gray stone, climbed the 3 steps to a stone ledge, and set the stone at the very edge. Then she came back down and looked up at it, sitting there, doing nothing. "It's not doing anything," Volt said, testing her. "It's loaded," Perch said. She nudged the ledge. The stone toppled and cracked onto the courtyard, hard enough to make them both flinch. "I did the work to carry it up. The work didn't disappear. It waited in the stone, up high, until the stone had somewhere to fall." Volt looked at the little dent in the courtyard for a long moment. "You belong here," he said.
Perch's workshop was full of things that were secretly loaded. A boy came in one afternoon, slumped and frustrated. He'd spent an hour winding a toy spring tighter and tighter, and now it sat on the bench, wound to the limit, not moving. "I did all that work," he said, "and it just sits there. Feels like I did nothing." Perch knew that slump. She'd felt it on the roost. "Lift that book onto the shelf for me," she said. He did. "How high?"
"About a meter."
"Then you just stored energy in it. A kilogram lifted a meter, about 10 joules, packed into the gap between the book and the floor. It's not doing anything either. Same as your spring." She tilted her head. "Does the book feel like wasted work?"
"No, it's just a book on a shelf."
"Right, so knock it off." He hesitated, then slid the book off. It smacked the floor. It fell fast. It gave the 10 joules back, all at once, as motion. She picked up his wound-up toy and set it on the bench. "Your spring's the same. You didn't waste an hour. You filled it." She let go. The toy shot across the bench, whirring, all the way to the wall. The boy laughed out loud.
Stored energy, Perch said, waiting to become motion. A stretched spring holds it. A raised weight holds it. A charged up battery holds it in its bonds. Water behind a dam holds a whole lake of it. And when the town needs power, they let it fall through the turbines and it becomes light for the entire valley. She grinned.
None of it is ever doing nothing. It's doing the hardest thing there is. It's waiting.
Later, when the workshop was empty, the boy came back with one more question. He was quieter now. When it's just sitting there, he said, and you can't see it working, how do you know it's still in there? Perch thought about the roost, about the tight chest and the heavy feet, and her grandmother's slow voice. You feel it, she said. That's the honest answer. When you've done work and nothing's moving yet, there's this heavy, held, about to happen feeling, like standing at the top of the dive before you tip. That feeling isn't emptiness. That's everything you put in, packed and patient, keeping every bit of it safe. She looked out the window toward her cliff. The whole world runs on that. Every dam and battery and wound spring is just effort that hasn't come due yet. And when it does, when the stone falls, when the spring lets go, when you finally tip off the edge, you get back exactly what you carried up, not one jewel short. The boy nodded slowly, and Perch watched the slump lift off his shoulders, the same way, years ago, hers had. She didn't say the rest out loud, but she thought it, warm and certain. The heaviest, most stuck-feeling moments are usually just the loaded ones. The work is in there. It's only waiting for somewhere to go.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Perch. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.